This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning devotions. My wife tells me I have an unhealthy fear of being lost or getting lost. Maybe she's right. Particularly when I'm driving, I think I'm geographically challenged, as they say. I can remember years ago when our kids were young, driving somewhere with them on a holiday, we got lost. And it was a pretty awful moment because I felt very vulnerable, wondering what to do next, mainly, I guess, to protect the family. Have you ever had that experience? I do remember years ago walking miles one night in the pitch black with my mother and sister out in the country. The car had broken down and we were out there in the country with no street lights. It wasn't a very good experience, but somehow my mother guided us back to our farmhouse. Perhaps you might remember as a child being lost. You were there at the stadium or at the football game or perhaps at the showground, a busy airport, and for a moment somebody let go of your hand. You looked around and they're gone. So as a mother or father, I guess you have those terrible moments when your child is just disappeared, has gone somewhere. It's every parent's nightmare, having a two-year-old child walk out of sight in seconds, that's not a very good feeling, is it? So there's this sense of feeling hopeless when you're lost, especially in unfamiliar territory, and that's why the GPS is such a big seller, I think. And people who do studies on this process of getting lost tell us that there are stages of how we feel, and the first thing they say is that we deceive ourselves into thinking, look, I know where I am, you know, I'm okay, but then we have really no idea. Lawrence Gonzalez wrote a very good book called Deep Survival, quite an interesting book. He recounts some of the amazing stories of survival. One is about a plane crash, and one of the passengers is a 17-year-old girl who spends 11 days walking through the Peruvian jungle. So here was this young girl against all the odds, no food, no shelter, and she gets out. And a better-equipped group of adult survivors of that same crash just sit down and they die. So what makes the difference? Well, it's fascinating, I guess. And he says in his book, being lost is not a location, it's a transformation. It's the failure of the mind. It can happen out in the woods or it can happen in life. Yes, well, there are times in our lives when we are lost from our friends, lost from love. There are times when our families are lost to us, when we perhaps are lost in grief or worry or anger or hatred or doubt. And there are times when we're so confident about where we're going and where we're headed, everything's going fine, then suddenly something is sort of thrown at us. We don't see it coming. It could be a job that's terminated or sickness or someone's death, a separation or a divorce, and we feel dislocated. We kind of have that sense of aimlessness and we wonder, we're lost. How can we find our way? Well, the world gives us lots of advice. You know, stay positive, eat the right food, get plenty of rest, good exercise, work hard. But I think we know there are times when life turns sour and we need something more than that, something special. And that's the key thought for a morning devotion, being lost in life. Have you ever felt and can't explain why? Well, the Christian faith has some great ideas. If you're experiencing those feelings, don't be alarmed because every one of us faces those at some point. Some people react. They might quit their job, leave their wife or husband, or spend too much money. But I think the question to ask is, what is God doing in my life at the moment? So do you believe in God? I hope you do, because it'll make a big difference. And when someone's out hiking in the bush, for example, if they're wise, they'll have a compass, because the compass gives you a fixed reference point, a true north. You know, if you get lost, you need that compass. Well, in life, we need a compass, a fixed reference point that's dependable and something or someone we know that'll never change. So God is the person. He's working in your life, doing what he always does through the difficult experiences. And he wants you to go through the pain of honest self-examination so that you might be able to reach something new in your life. And God, let's say this, ask God to show you the opportunities for growth and challenge. God is a 24/7 God. He'll never leave you alone. Thank you, dear Lord, that even in the midst of being lost, you are there. You are with us all the time. And I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.